Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Kathleen O, and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Wednesday, December 15th, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book. We're on page 153, the second paragraph that begins with "Our hope is when this chip of a book." We're reading and commenting on this one paragraph only. Today's readers are Terry H. will be reading the 12 steps. Rhonda R. will be reading the 12 traditions. And the readers of our text are Kara L., Laura R., and Dion R. The share ID for Tuesday, December 14th, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, is 18,237. 18237. This morning's Wednesday, December 15th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, share ID is 18,241. 18241. Our newcomer greeter for today is Kaylee R., and Eileen M. will be making the announcements. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I'll now ask Terry H. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Catherine. Thank you for your service. My name is Terry H. I'm a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from Pensacola, Florida. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves would restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people whenever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will and for us the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to the compulsive overeater and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to be of service. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Terry H. And Rhonda R., would you read the 12 traditions, please?
Good morning, Kathleen. Thank you for your service. This is Rhonda R., a recovered, grateful, compulsive eater in Georgia. The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And I appreciate the opportunity to do service today. I will pass. Thank you.
And thank you, Rhonda R. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request, someone's unmuted, if you could mute, please. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book. We're on page 153, the second paragraph that begins with "Our hope is when this chip of a book." We'll be reading and commenting on this one paragraph only. And good morning, Kara L. If you could get us started, please.
Good morning, Kathleen. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. Our hope is that when this chip of a book is launched on the world tide of alcoholism, defeated drinkers will seize upon it to follow its suggestions. Many, we are sure, will rise to their feet and march on. They will approach still other sick ones, and fellowships of Alcoholics Anonymous may spring up in each city and hamlet, havens for those who must find a way out. Again, my name is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater from California. This is some strong words here. Defeated drinker. Am I a defeated drinker? Yes, I was a defeated drinker. I will seize upon it and follow his suggestions. Rise up to their feet and march on. That we still got to spread the word, and that AA will spread in many, many cities and hamlets and havens for those who must find a way out. I will tell you today that, yes, OA has become a haven for me. And it wasn't until I was completely defeated and I knew that I could not solve my own problem, that I needed a power greater than myself to solve my problem, that I could find a haven, or that I could be of service and pass on what has been so freely given to me, right? And I thought this little chip of a book is launched in the world tide. This little chip of book that I have so many markers in, that I've read so many times, that I continue to study every day. This little chip of a book that has given me, peace. It's given me a higher power that I could never imagine. It's given me a life today that has food neutrality, that has friends, that has a way to work, when I do run into difficulties in my life. It's a gift and it's a pleasure to be able to pass this on to somebody else. To have that hope in my chest when I'm starting with someone new that they get what I got from this little chip of a book. You know, people often say, like, how do you get a spiritual awakening? You know, how does this happen? And I can't explain it. All I know is I do what was written in the book. I do what was suggested, and I get all of what I've got today. There's hope in there. I mean, it was so important for me. You know, the only thing I ever did perfectly in this program is I never left. 18 years, and I never left. Until I had my spiritual awakening. And it's there for every one of us. And that's a beautiful thing. And that's something that I can hold on to. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you, Kathleen. I'm looking forward to hearing from all my fellows.
Thank you, Kara, for getting us started this morning. Okay, we're on page 153, the second paragraph. Our hope is one of the chip of the book. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share on this paragraph this morning?
Sandy K.
Carrie.
Ross G.
Carrie, Ross. Hold on 1 second, you guys. So Sandy, I think, who came in after Sandy? Was it a Kathy before Carrie? Okay, so I have Sandy, totally lost your initials, but Sandy, Carrie, and Roz.
Veronica B.
Veronica B. Okay, so do give me your initials and where you're calling from if you would. So I have Sandy, Carrie, Roz, and Veronica B. So go ahead, Sandy.
Thank you very much. This is Sandy K from Florida. I want to thank whoever shared on this paragraph. I thought what the share was extremely powerful to me. And I'm just going to add a little bit to it. It says they will approach still other sick ones. One of the main reason I was able to stay, or one of the reasons I decided to stay in OA, my first meeting, was that it wasn't my self-will. That why didn't I have the self-will? It said because I had an allergy, in the doctor's opinion. And that was the hook, that I was sick. That was the hook that kept me coming back. And there are certain things I won't forget, and that's one of them. Everyone has, I think, a hook, and that was mine. And then the other thing is about, people say it's the last house on the block. I, 37 years ago when I came into program, I tried everything that was out there. And some things worked for a day or a week. And then someone told me, it was my therapist who told me about OA. And I went to OA and I felt for the first time in my life that I was home. And that's also how I felt when I walked into my first meeting in Vision. I felt at home. And I saw other people who were the miracles, and my sponsor says, walking miracles. And just so, 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 so grateful for this program. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Sandy Kay in Florida. And Carrie, you're up, followed by Roz. I think it's Roz G. Go ahead, Carrie.
Good morning. Thank you for your service. This is Carrie G., recovered in Colorado. And thank you, God, for my sanity. Thank you, God, for OA and recovery. The word that really is popping out to me here is hope. That second word there is step two, principle, hope. That we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. And I was taught in this program, sanity, insane doesn't mean that I am crazy. it means that I'm less than whole. What is going to make me whole is my connection to God. When I have a connection to that power, I am whole. And so I'm coming to believe in that power every day. Here it says, we can seize upon it. Defeated drinkers will seize upon it. What is it? The recovery. And how do we seize upon it? We take action. And so any action I can take today, and when I first came into program, it was simple actions like closing the refrigerator door, because why am I looking in the refrigerator? God is not in the refrigerator. What am I looking for? I'm looking for that power. I'm looking for the solution that that I have this place of safety, this refuge, this sanctuary. That is the hamlet that they're talking about here. And I just have to share this little chip of a book. I heard the most lovely speaker say one time that this book was pushed out by the Bible. No, we're not supposed to not talk about other literature, but there are lots of references in this book that from that biblical story of, you know, we take up our beds and we walk again, and we will rise to our feet and march on. So today I am trudging this road of happy destiny. I'm so grateful to be here. And if you are suffering, the answer is in this book. It will reveal itself to you. Keep trudging. Okay, with that, I pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Carrie G. in Colorado. And Roz G., you're up, followed by Veronica B. Good morning, Roz.
Good morning, Kathy. I think that's your name. Thank you. I'm Roz G., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Palmdale, and I have a really bad head cold today, so I'm staying home from work. So I'm grateful for this meeting that I'm here, that I'm able to, like, not be running towards work or driving. But what I want to say is that I was defeated by food and overeating, completely defeated. And it took me many years to get that. But as I heard in a previous share, I never left OA. You know, I thought I had a weight problem. I didn't understand that I had a spiritual malady. And this book taught me that I have a spiritual malady, and that food isn't the problem. That the problem is the buildup of my human emotion, and that the food quells the pain of the buildup of human emotion. And so I get to come to meetings and talk about that. And I get to talk to sponsees and sponsors and fellows about my emotions all the time. And so I just want to say that I'm grateful that we've come into a worldwide district. It's like we have a worldwide fellowship on Zoom. You know what I'm saying? It's like we're all together. Not everybody goes to Zoom meetings, but I attend a Zoom meeting just about every night. And I've made friends on that meeting, and we have a parking lot afterwards. And I just feel so connected. And so I'm not looking to be a skinny B-I-T-C-H anymore. I want to have a spiritual recovery in my life, and that the most important thing are the relationships in my life and how I'm treating other people. And when I come to these meetings, it teaches me how to do that. And when I work with others, it continues to teach me how to do that. So this book is a treasure to me. It and the Bible are my directions to live, and I'm very grateful for it. So I'll pass there, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Ross G. in California. Just a reminder before we take Veronica that we're on page 153, the second paragraph. Our hope is when this chip of a book. So go ahead, please, Veronica B.
Good morning. I'm Veronica. I'm a compulsive overeater and a bulimic. And thank you, Kathleen, for your service. I like where it says defeated drinkers will feed upon it to follow its suggestions. I was a defeated, I am a defeated compulsive overeater. That's my truth. My truth I know today from working the 12 steps and through self-examination, through the help and guidance of a loving sponsor and a loving God. I know my truth is that I'm a compulsive overeater. So if I remain doing what I used to do, I'm going to live in a state of hopelessness. And then it says here, seize upon it. I looked up the word seize, and it says, take eagerly and decisively. Take a hold of suddenly and forcefully. That's how I approach this program. That's how I approach the steps. I just got really busy. I got really busy doing the work that's suggested out of the big book. And that's how I was able to get a relationship with God. That's how God restored my insane thinking. And where it says, will rise to their feet and march on. That means if I do the work here, like, I will get better. And I got better, and I am better today. And God has restored me to sanity. And march on means I continue to grow. I continue to do this work. I never finish. This is not like, okay, I'm done with the steps. You know, I can stop doing program. No, it means that I have to continue this way of life every single day. I have to take actions contrary to what I'm thinking or feeling, right? Because it's the actions that lead me to God. It's the actions that lead me to the power that I need to restore me to sanity. And for me, it's a daily reprieve. And this tells me that if I do the work, I get better, and then I get to help others. I get to share with them what I did to recover from this hopeless state of mind. And this program has absolutely changed my life, has transformed me. I am a changed person from the inside out. And I am just so grateful for you guys and for my God. And thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Veronica B. in California. Okay, we are on page 153, the second paragraph. Our hope is when this chip of a book. And if you haven't shared in the last 3 days and you'd like to share on this paragraph, I will take your name.
Eileen S.
Share on this lead. Eileen
M. from Washington.
Ann M.
Dion R.
Anyone else want to share on this reading? Okay, we'll go with those three. Eileen S., Ann M., and Dion R. Go ahead, please, Eileen.
Hi, this is Eileen S. I'm in Boise, Idaho. Good morning, everybody. I just love this paragraph at the end where it says that in each city and hamlet, havens for those who must find a way out are going to spring up. And I know that for me, OA has been my haven. And I think of that as a place to kind of rest my weary bones. I'm so tired of struggling against this disease. I want to be closer to my Creator. I want peace. And, you know, as my sponsor will tell me, it's not all about what I want, but I am tired of fighting and I want to move forward. So this program has so much to offer me. The big book, I know it sounds crazy, but it really does have the answers in there. And I, you know, my experience has been that to unlock many of the secrets, I need to do it with a fellow, be that a sponsor or someone else. And I can't get along without all of you. I've been in program since 2014, and I've had periods of recovery and I've had relapses. And I've also had periods where I wanted to do it alone. And now today, I'm so excited. I've been reworking the steps. I'm on step 8, And I've been praying so hard for a new experience, and God is giving it to me. And I think if I can wake up in the morning and treat everything like I'm a newcomer again, so that I can cut out my prejudices and really be open to what is around me and what God's intentions are, that I have the opportunity to live a beautiful life. So thank you so much for letting me share, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Eileen S. in Idaho. And Ann M., you're up, followed by Dion R. Star one to unmute, Ann.
Sorry, I just started to talk without unmuting. I'm Ann M. from Washington State and a compulsive eater, and I so appreciate this book because it was my saving literature when I came into OA before we had OA literature in the late 80s, early 90s. And it was so important for me to study each paragraph. And as I'm seeing this, what we just read, I see the word hope in here, which is really about step two, you know, to expect with desire, you know, but as I'm reading the spiritual principles that are related to the 12 steps, and how important that is for the newcomer, as well as for me, because when I came in, I had hopes of, you know, figuring out what the heck was wrong with me, with this continuous focus and obsession on food and weight. And it's the answer. And then step 12 they will approach still others. So that's service, still other sick ones and fellows, and the fellowships of Alcoholics Anonymous may spring up in each city and hamlet. So that's the service part, step 12. And then the other part is the tradition five, this singleness of purpose. You know, the only goal is to bring this message to others and defeated drinkers. And so I try to do that in my life, not directly with regards to food, but with the kindness, honesty, and love, acceptance, all these wonderful characteristics that I've learned in OA over the years, and how important that is to continue working the steps on every single thing. I'm on step 1, 2, and 3 right now on an issue, and it just repeats itself. There's always a problem du jour, and I can use these steps on anything and everything. And I'm just so grateful for this meeting. Having just moved out to the Pacific Northwest, I had not a face-to-face meeting, of course, I haven't been to for a long time. So I get on this meeting almost every chance I can get, which is, you know, 3 and 4 times a week. And I thank you. I thank everyone. Thank all my fellows in OA. And I'm a pass. Thank you.
Thank you, NM in Washington. And Dion R., you are up. Go ahead, please, Dion.
Yes. Hi, good morning, everyone. My name is Dion R. Grateful. Recovered compulsive overeater. From a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. Very grateful. And I need to make amends again. How dare me be human. Forgive me. And I do. I overslept again, you know. And I was praying and just thinking when I woke up at 10:13, I was like, Heavenly Father, how can I make amends this time again? The thought was being honest, and I do need to know the big book of my instructions is when I'm wrong, promptly admitted it, you know, and clean up the wreckage. And one of the wreckages is dealing with looking at this paragraph is with it taking a chip of the book, taking this information, what I've learned over the last 30-some years. You know, did I apply it 30-some years ago? No. But I remember, it's in me. You know, I've seen people take up their beds and walk and get honest and be honest and walk in the sunlight of the Spirit the best way they could, can, and could, some of the ones who've gone on. and to just being reminded of the person who first told me about OA in Cincinnati that recently died. And she gave me the chip of the book. She said, just try the big book. I'm like, I don't try it. I don't need all these other things. The gift is, I didn't try it. It took years, but finally admitting complete defeat and going right back to these simple instructions in the big book of telling me and showing me how to live, how to be an honest human being, how to be a decent human being, and doing all that without picking up. My husband died 5 years ago last week. His anniversary was 5 years, and his birthday is coming Monday. So all these emotions and everything, but just to be able to be honest, we walk through it painstakingly, from this chip of the book or what you guys gave me. And Overeaters Anonymous, like, keep it simple. Don't reinvent the wheel. Do your part, show up. Admit when you're wrong and keep it moving, because you may make another mistake. Hopefully not. I won't. Not this. But you know what I mean? It's just being honest and living an honest life have saved my life. It's given me peace and joy that I can't even explain. I've been through many tragedies, overeaters, and I lived through it. Many health conditions. I'm living with it. But thanks to Overeaters Anonymous and my higher power that I got from all of you, I really am picking up that bid and walking with it. And I love you all. Thank you. And you have a great, great day. And whatever it is, newcomers, just try it. It really works. Thank you. And I'll pass with that. Thank you, Kathleen, for your service.
Thank you, Dion R. in Ohio. Okay, we are on page 153 this morning, the second paragraph that begins with "Our hope is when this chip of a book." If you haven't shared in the last 3 days, I will take your name. So who would like to share on this paragraph?
Noelle E.
Pam M. in upstate New York.
Was that Pam?
It is.
And the initial Pam?
M.
M, okay. So I have Noelle and Pam.
Jordan L.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Jordan L.
Oh, Jordan, okay.
Thanks, Kathy.
Anyone else? The second paragraph. Okay, let's go with Noelle, Pam, and Jordan. Go ahead, please, Noelle.
Hi, it's Noelle E. From Louisiana, gratefully recovering one day at a time. I am reading these pages for the first time, these last A Vision for You, as long as I've been in this meeting. And so every day is like so exciting. I'm not reading ahead, too, so I'm just, like, reading all of these for the first time. And I don't know, it just, this paragraph, when it says, is launched on the world tide of alcoholism, defeated drinkers will seize upon it and to follow its suggestion. It just feels like, it's describing like a baptism to me, and that's what it feels like every day living recovered, like every experience is new and fresh. And so I'm having that experience even today in everything, even the smallest things. My daughter has a Christmas party at school today. And, I asked if I could bring anything, and everybody said no. And then, of course, all the other moms at the bus stop had, like, little bags of things that they were bringing. And, I mean, there is no feeling like you looking at that stuff and thinking, my higher power loves me and, you know, made me exactly as I am, and I don't have to do any of that shit for anybody else. You know, I'm not running to the dollar store to get little gifts so my daughter can hand things out that I think are important for the other moms to see, which even if I didn't have the language at the time when that stuff was going on, like now I just am so grateful to be able to see those things and just see straight through them to my higher power, you know, like to know that that's not it, that what's inside and what my higher power is showing me is what I'm being washed clean with every day. I get to be washed clean every day. Oh, man. What a gift. What a gift. And now I get to give it away, which is a wild, wild feeling. It's amazing how incredible it feels. So thanks, everybody, for letting me share. Bye.
And thank you, Noelle E. in Louisiana. And Pam M. from New York, you're up, followed by Jordan L. Go ahead, Pam.
Thank you. Good morning, fellows. It's been a long time since you've heard from me. I am here in the background. I've been very busy being a foster mom to this incredible two-year-old being. And I just feel like it's my sacred service every single day being with her. I get a chance to live out my step 12. And so that's where my energy has been funneled. And I have a quiet morning, so I was able to call in and share, and I'm so grateful. And looking at this paragraph is, I really feel now, you know, that this book is one of the most beautiful pieces of literature of all time. But I have to say that when I first started reading this book, I found it very difficult. Very difficult. It was not lining up with my ideals. And, you know, I'm going to talk about it because I think I'm not the only person in the world that might have felt this way. I felt like it was very masculine, very patriarchal, and I was really uncomfortable with the word God. And somebody had suggested to me, look, we're changing that word alcohol out for food. Why don't you change that pronoun, you know, to she or they or whatever you feel comfortable with to make yourself comfortable and keep reading the rest of the content. That's what's really important. And you can also change that word God, which I now use fluently, and it means so much more, and it doesn't belong to any religion that I use that word, but I couldn't use that word in the beginning, and so I changed it to a word that felt better to me, love or spirit or universe. And when I was able to do that, I was able to get the message and not get stuck on pronouns or, you know, feel like I was getting locked into a religious perspective. And I'm actually a writing and literature graduate from one of the state schools here in New York, and I'm familiar with very many pieces of literature, and I've read a lot. And I have to say that once you can get past this, it's a beautiful piece of literature. There are words in here that we don't use anymore. That's why we have to keep a dictionary nearby. And my vocabulary has expanded greatly. And it has given me tremendous peace. And it has helped me to find my higher power and to get peace in the food and to have a support system beyond my wildest dreams. And I'm so, so grateful for that. And it's amazing that their vision was that we would have hubs in each hamlet and town, and we do. That's beautiful. So thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Pam M. in New York. And Jordan L., you're up. And after Jordan, we'll be able to take a few more names. We're on page 153, the second paragraph. Okay, Jordan, go ahead, please.
Hey, good morning. My name is Jordan Al. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Gunnison, Colorado. And it is snowy and windy this morning, but I'm very grateful to be absent and on a meeting with you, with all of you this morning. This paragraph kind of got to me this morning. What jumps out to me is that last line, havens for those who must find a way out. I don't know, I guess it kind of humbles me, and it helps me remember my place. And how it is that I got here, like what it is that brought me here. I'm definitely one of those addicts that has, I'm like the worst person in the room, yet I have a superiority complex too at the same time, you know? And I kind of like vacillate back and forth between those two extremes. And up and down and so on and so forth, right? And the longer I've stayed abstinent, the more emotionally sober I've been able to maintain as well. but it was pain that brought me here, you know, like it wasn't because I'm such a wonderful person or I'm so godly that I wanted to have a spiritual experience. It was pain that brought me here. And I'm so grateful that Overeaters Anonymous is the fellowship of Overeaters Anonymous was able to speak to that and was able to kind of like captivate my attention. And get me listening long enough to read this book with someone else who understood the true nature of their problem and could transmit that to me, that I could listen and learn and really dive into these directions as a result of that understanding, you know, like understanding. This problem is that's not the solution. Understanding is not my solution, but I need a very clear understanding of the problem in order to be humble enough to seek this kind of solution, you know? And so it just reminds me that, I'm here, because of grace and, my purpose today is to serve a higher power and the still suffering compulsive overeater. So thank you for letting me share. That's all I got.
Thank you, Jordan L. in Colorado. If you haven't shared in the last 3 days and you'd like to share on this reading this morning, page 153, the second paragraph, I would like to take your name. Anyone else want to share on this?
Rachel P.
Rachel P. Okay. Go ahead, Rachel. Thank you.
Hey, everyone. Good morning. This is Rachel P., recovered compulsive overeater in Denver, Colorado. I wasn't going to share this morning, but I just felt kind of inspired this, I looked up the definition of chip, you know, and immediately I thought of like a Doritos chip or, you know, some sort of like binge food chip, but in looking at the different like nouns to define chip, I found a definition of, you know, something small, worthless, or trivial, and, you know, I'm not exactly sure what they meant by chip here, but it seems to me that, you know, the writers here were kind of minimizing this book. I mean, at the time, I can imagine, you know, is this fledgling fellowship and, you know, this 164-page resource. I have a copy of the big book that doesn't have the stories in it, and it's pretty thin, actually. But it's so amazing how, you know, this little book can, you know, launch this incredible fellowship, and it has, you know, decades later, it has grown into what it has, and it's, you know, it changes lives and it saves lives. And I can speak for myself that, you know, this book, this program, this recovery has changed my whole world. It's, you know, given me this incredible solution where, you know, I no longer have to, you know, be obsessed with food and body constantly. I get to, you know, have a purpose that this book offers me. I get to have a spiritual life, which I, you know, never for the longest time didn't think that I wanted or needed. And it's given me this sense of belonging, you know, knowing that I'm not alone in this problem. And, you know, I share this problem with a lot of other people, you know, with each of you. And we also share this solution, and, you know, we're walking hand in hand, you know, getting better together every day. And it's really, really incredible just to reflect in terms of like how, you know, AA and, you know, all of the other 12-step programs, but, you know, importantly for me, OA has grown and become what it's become, because it really does save lives. It really does change lives. And because I've seen that shift in me, I've experienced this recovery, this spiritual awakening, I want that for other people. And so, you know, what grew out of this, you know, this little book has really become something life-changing for a lot of people. And I'm just really sitting in gratitude for that this morning. And, you know, if you're on this line and you haven't, you know, found that solution for you yet, if you're not there, you know, keep coming back, because it's here, it's with us. I promise it works. And so grateful that I'm, you know, living this life now. Such a gift. Thanks, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Rachel P. in Colorado, and beautiful way to take us out on this paragraph. Okay, so we're now going to close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And Laura R., if you would please read a vision for you.
Yes, good morning. This is Laura R., grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who's still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.